Hola, chiquis. This is going to be our Spanish 1010 class podcast, and we'll use it for both groups of class. And it'll kind of help us to guide us through the online days that we have, and maybe some other days that when we have our Zooms and things like that. And not knowing what the future looks like, if things will change or not, I think that this is just going to be a good tool for us to kind of just guide us through the class, and this class podcast will help us to get some information in and lead us through some different activities that we'll do so that we can make the most out of online learning. Something else that I like to do each day is give you all some, you know, practical words or slang words, right? Because think about the English language. You could learn proper English, just like we have in school, but think of all of the slang words that we use every day. And so what I like to do is kind of give my students, give all of you guys, some really cool words and slang that are used in different countries. Because it differs by country, right? Because thinking of the Spanish-speaking countries that exist in South America, Central America, and in Europe, there's so many different countries, right? And so each country has its own type of slang, even different areas, different regions, and different countries. So today's slang word of the day, actually this week, we'll focus on Colombia. Where is Colombia? If you don't know, it's in South America. And so our word today is vaina, vaina. Now, if you didn't know, a lot of times Spanish speakers will pronounce their V's with like B's. So instead of saying vaina, they might say vaina. So the slang hashtag SDD, hashtag slang del día, slang of the day, is from Colombia, and the word is vaina. So it's a word with a million and one meanings, literally, but for the most part, it's a rough equivalent of the word stuff or thing. Like we would say, this stuff or this thing or that thing. And Spanish, they use the word vaina in Colombia. So, por ejemplo, right? ¿Qué estabas leyendo? Meaning, what were you reading? No sé, una vaina sobre Colombia. I don't know something about Colombia, right? Some Colombian thingy, might even mean thingy. So, that's your word of the day. And today, we're going to be talking about two different kind of topics. So we have cosas en el salón de clase. Cosas meaning things, en el salón, in the classroom, en el salón de clase. So we gotta have a lot of vocabulary each week, but we have talking about things in the classroom, and then our other big component of today is los días de la semana, the days of the week, and los meses, the months. So, looking at cosas en el salón de clase, what I'd like to do is kind of go through the vocabulary. It might be a little boring, but I think that it's very helpful to hear it. And as you hear me say each word in Spanish, please repeat it. I can't hear you repeating it, but I have faith that you'll repeat it, right? So, and there's also, this is all on Canvas under modules, right? So, en el salón de clase, in the classroom. Some things are our vocabulary words for en el salón de clase are el bolígrafo, that's a ballpoint pen or just a pen, el borrador, an eraser. See, those double R's are when you roll it. If it's just one R, you don't roll the R, right? If you can't roll it, that's okay. I know some people have trouble. La calculadora, a calculator, looks pretty similar. We call these cognates. Cognates are words that look like they do in English, just the way they look like in Spanish, right? So la calculadora looks kind of like calculator in English, right? El cesto is a garbage can or a waste basket. La computadora is a computer. Looks similar, another cognate. And if we just add on la computadora portátil, it's a portable laptop or a portable computer. I mean, which would be a laptop, right? El cuaderno is a notebook. El toca DVD is a DVD player. El escritorio is a desk. El lápiz is a pencil. El marcador, a marker. La mesa, a table. La mochila, a backpack. La pantalla, a screen. La pizarra, a chalkboard or a whiteboard, could be either one. La puerta, a door. El reloj, a clock, or it could also be a watch, kind of a weird word because it ends in a J. La silla, a chair. La tableta, a tablet, another cognate, right? Looks just like English. El televisor, television set. And lastly, la ventana. A or the window. So for that and those las cosas en el salón de clase, there's a small practice activity that you can kind of create your own Word document or however you prefer. And it has some pictures of some items that are on a table, some items that would be in el salón de clase. And you can go ahead and on a Word document kind of follow along with the modelo, the model that you see there under modules, and talk about what you have. For instance, you'll see in the modelo it says, Tengo una mochila. Tengo means I have. So, Tengo una mochila or Tengo la mochila, I have the backpack. And you can go through with that same model and follow along with what you see on the table. And I'll have an assignment for where you can turn that in. Okay, so then the second part of class that we have today is talking about both los días de la semana, the days of the week. So el día is the day, and la semana is the week. So los días, the days, de of la semana, the week. We'll go through those first before we go over los meses del año, the months of the year. So, days of the week, we might start with Monday. Go ahead and repeat after me once again. El lunes, Monday. El martes, Tuesday. El miércoles, Wednesday. El jueves, Thursday. El viernes, Friday. El sábado, Saturday. And last but not least, el domingo, Sunday. So those days of the week, we have lunes, martes, miércoles, jueves, viernes, sábado, and domingo. And so then we have obviously los meses, the months of the year, el año. Don't forget the tilde, the little squiggly line above the N on año when you're writing it, because if you leave it out, that is a completely different word that I'll let you figure out what that means on your own. So we have, first we'll start in January. Go ahead and repeat after me. I know this might be a little boring, but pronunciation is key, right? So January is enero. February is febrero. March is marzo. April is abril. May is mayo. June is junio. July is julio. August is agosto. Estamos en agosto ahora mismo, right? We're in August right now. Estamos en agosto. September is septiembre. October is octubre. November is noviembre. And last but not least, December is diciembre. So those are los días de la semana, the days of the week, and los meses del año, the months of the year. So you'll see if you go under modules again, there's another short activity. There's actually a Word document for this one that you can go ahead and follow along with to kind of help you practice with these días de la semana y meses del año, right? Just a little quick heads up, if you're looking at that actividad dos, the activity two, there's some questions in there that you'll go ahead and fill in the answers, right? So for instance, the first one you'll see is hoy es. Now if you need help, you can always look and get some help for this. Since this is practice activities, you can look at Google Translate, or I would recommend wordreference.com. Hoy means today. There's a couple other words you might need to look up. Some of them, I told you what they were, and you'll kind of answer those based on the vocabulary terms that we have this week. Okay, cheeky. So the last thing we have to talk about is this practice activity that we'll do to kind of put everything together. The first thing I'd ask for you all, you'll see it under modules, but sign up for Marco Polo. This is an app, super cool app that I found out about recently. And so this is something that we can use to send voice messages back and forth. It'll be used just for classroom purposes. Obviously, this is a language course, right? And part of language is not just listening, not just writing, but part of it is also speaking. And so this is a way that I can kind of get some input of hearing you speak and letting you practice speaking the language, pronouncing things I can't even pronounce. And so you can get that app on the Apple Store if you have an iPhone, or if you have an Android, you can get it on Google Play. So it's on both. And so I put the link down there on modules. You'll see it, and it'll allow you to connect with me. And once you do that, we'll be able to use Marco Polo. It's free. We'll use it all the time for just informal activities. Maybe kind of think about using it for oral exams, possibly. Well, we'll most likely do those in person. But we'll do this for a lot of informal activities, especially as we move through with online learning and things like that. So go ahead, follow that link below. And what we're going to do is kind of this interesting experiment that I wanted to do with bilingual storytelling. So the interesting thing is that memory research tells us that building links between data, right, or information helps us remember things. And the way to make sense of that is to put the specifically vocabulary terms to use. So you could just look at that picture of a computer and keep reminding yourself, computadora, computadora, computadora. But that might leave your brain after a couple days, right? So the first thing I might recommend is there's Quizlets, and I'll probably post one. I'll post the Quizlets at some point before the quizzes and things like that. But Quizlets are a great tool. You can get Quizlet, go through the flashcards as you're walking around, making dinner, doing whatever you're doing. And flashcards are always a great way to learn vocabulary terms. But another great way to really ingrain it into your brain is to build links between words and make sense of it in some context. So a classic memory technique that psychologists and memory research have found is to connect vocabulary terms, or connect every word with some type of image, a strong image in your brain. right? And that helps you to remember because you think of the word, how it sounds, but you connect it with some type of picture that you've conjured up in your brain. And so the best way to create lots of strong images at one time is storytelling or creating your own story. And since I realized that this is Spanish 1010, introductory level Spanish, I couldn't expect or ask of you to write or create a whole entire story in Spanish, right? Hopefully we'll get to that point in the next couple of years, but for now, what we can do is do some type of bilingual storytelling, and that helps us to build even more links between some words that we know and words that we don't know. And so what I want to experiment with for this last activity of online class today is through, after you download Marco Polo, this is how you'll turn in the activity to me or turn in your final story, but make it as funny, weird, crazy, I don't know, as you can possibly think of telling a story, but use 10 new vocabulary words from the list that we went over today and repeated and insert those into your story. But make sure you insert those using and saying them in Spanish. And the funnier or the weirder or the crazier the story, I promise you, the better you will be at remembering that word. So, for instance, I'm talking about when I say bilingual, really the only Spanish parts that you're going to have are, well, the vocabulary words, unless you know some other words you want to add in. But what you can say, for instance, is like, I don't know. Today, I went out to my car and I realized that someone had stolen my mochila out of the back seat. So that helps us to remember, right? So mochila, remember that word, it's backpack. And so that's what I want for you to do is create this crazy weird story using 10 of those vocabulary words in Spanish with the rest of your story being English and submit it to me using Marco Polo. And I can't wait to listen.